Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
And yeah, think about the old days where if you were visiting a new town and you weren't necessarily sure what to do, maybe some friends or family had turned around and gave you some places you've just got to go and see, and you might pull into town and check out the Visitor Information Centre. Well, that has changed a lot over the last couple of years, and so many people are doing their homework before they're going to a new area, checking online to find out what it has to offer. And with that in mind, a big job is undertaken, the visitnewcastle.com.au website. Lord Mayor of Newcastle, Niuatali Nelms. Niuatali, good morning. The site looks fabulous. You must be really happy with it.
Yeah, the staff have done an amazing job over the last 6 months, pulling together all the accommodation, cafe, things to do, places to see, little walks, all on one new interactive site. It is a fantastic new look.
When did you realise that it needed a bit of a reboot and upgrade?
Look, it was one of our Ford work projects, and together with our Newcastle Industry Tourism Association, it was one of the projects that we'd both earmarked that needed doing before we could really step into a new era of tourism in Newcastle.
Well, I just mentioned it before that years gone by in the old days, you'd pull into town and the old, you know, basically tourist information office, if it was open, you'd grab some pamphlets and you'd start to plan. But people are so time poor, and when they're coming to an area, they want to make sure that they get the most bang for their buck in relation to their time. How many people are visiting that site? Have you got some numbers on that?
Look, we've only just launched this new site, so we don't have any numbers besides the last couple of days' usage, but it has been received very well. Obviously, people in Newcastle know what a fantastic city this is. You know, our great beaches, our cafe culture, you know, our wonderful artists and artisan markets that we've sprung up over the last 5 to 6 years. So we all know how great Newcastle is, but one of the challenges we've always had is telling everybody else. And there's no better way to communicate that than a website that is interactive, full of pictures, easy to use, but also linked into social media. So, look, I'm 40 now, and sometimes I travel. I've got 3 children and a husband. Sometimes I travel with them, whether it's for a sporting event or for holidays. And I know that we do it off, you know, a mobile phone, basically. Or if you're going somewhere, you quickly look on your mobile phone. And, you know, with the 4G, 5G networks, everything really is done online these days. So it is crucial to have an easy-to-use interactive website that you can not only book accommodation, but you can also book your restaurants and your activities on.
And does that actually transfer across to money? I know it sounds horrible, money not being lost by people that visit, but let's face it, we want people to come to Newcastle, we want them to spend as much as they can, keep the money here, and the ability to be able to go, look, I'm going to go there, I'm going to go there, we might book a meal there, we'll do this. It really means that no opportunity is being lost.
Absolutely, because if you're not from a city, how are you to know where you know, where are the restaurants, where are the cafes, what time are they open, what sort of food they serve. It is, you know, very much getting all that local knowledge onto one site. And it also has an interactive map, so it pinpoints where the locations of, you know, the different events. So if you want to go to treetops and swing through the trees, or if you want to go on a balloon ride or go on a cruise, it'll show where all of those activities start from, as well as your accommodation or restaurants. So you can actually interactively see, you know, maybe how far you have to walk, if you need to catch a bus or a taxi, or if you're driving. So it is a really good new website. I'm excited for the potential that this will bring to the city of Newcastle in the future.
We're proud of our industrial past. That goes without saying. The BHP brought so many amazing people to the Hunter, and it is still ingrained in the psyche of a lot of Novocastrians and broader as far as that. You know, there's still a lot of people that think Newcastle is just an industrial town. Having a look at this website, that has well and truly put that myth away forever, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think just in the last couple of years, our secret has been getting out. You may have noticed over last week we've had an ambassador from Australian Tourism looking at putting one of our beaches in the top 10 beaches in the country. So I really think our secret is starting to get out, and that's a combination of everybody working for the same goal into the future. Councils work over many years along the coast to really showcase that as a feature, because really you look at your natural assets and make sure you're showing them off. And our coastline is a fantastic natural asset, and so is our Ramsar listed wetlands, but also our people, the artisans and the interesting cafe culture, the interesting boutiques that have been popping up over the last 5 years is really something unique about the city of Newcastle. And I know people that come here once can't believe they say to me, you're so lucky. And I say, yes, well, I think I'm very lucky living in a city like Newcastle.
Yeah, absolutely. Before I let you go this morning, any tidbits of information you can give us about the possibility of a V8 supercar race coming to Newcastle?
Council is doing everything we can to try and ensure that we are, still in the running, that we get that event here at the end of next year. Look, the decision has to be made by Destinations New South Wales Supercars and the state government, because it does require substantial funding, even though council's putting some in. So, you know, our fingers are crossed, and we're hoping that it will be good news in the coming weeks and months.
Are you quietly confident?
Look, I believe that after our very successful Supermoto GP on the weekend before last, that really not only showcased the inner city and the region, it also showcased how well our events team at Newcastle work with those external agencies to make an event a success. So I think we've got a lot of runs on the board, you know, from the Special Olympics we've had here, from the Asian Cup, the Supermoto GP. We have got a lot of runs on the board at hosting very good national and international events. So council is doing everything it can to try and secure the event. So I am hopeful, but it isn't in the bag yet.
All right, fingers crossed. Neil Talley-Nelms, thanks for your time this morning.
You're welcome.
2NURFM 103.7.